pulled an all-nighter in the Senate. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and they're still going as Democrats push a package they claim will reduce inflation.
A good bill for families, lowering costs, helping seniors with prescription drugs, and really moving forward on action against climate change.
Senator Bob Casey, Republicans argue the tax and spend proposal will hurt job creation and cause prices to climb.
Every barrel of crude oil found in America to be refined in America will have an additional 16.4 cents per barrel tax increase. This is insane. This is stupid.
Senator Lindsey Graham, before the nearly $740 billion bill can pass, lawmakers must vote on a slew of amendments, most of them brought by Republicans, on issues like taxes and immigration. A funeral for a member of Congress will be held on Thursday. Republican Representative Jackie Walorski of Indiana was killed in a car crash last week. Two members of her staff also died. A multi-state manhunt is over. Ohio murder suspect Stephen Marlowe was arrested in Kansas last night. Authorities say Marlowe shot and killed four people, including a teenage girl, near Dayton, Ohio, on Friday. Another high-profile target has been eliminated by the Israeli military in Gaza. Israel says a second commander with a Palestinian militant group was killed last night in an airstrike. The latest round of fighting started Friday. Israel says it was trying to prevent an imminent attack.
The Israelis continue to strike targets inside the Gaza Strip as Islamic Jihad fires rockets into southern Israel. This conflict started when the Israelis targeted a senior Islamic Jihad commander.
Fox's Trey Gingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
It could take days to assess the flood damage at Death Valley National Park in California, where record-breaking rain on Friday stranded hundreds of hotel guests. They were able to drive out yesterday after crews cleared a path through rocks and mud. It's been a rainy weekend in eastern Kentucky, an area already decimated by recent flooding. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Neon, Kentucky.
Most people in this region do not have flood insurance. So some of these towns, there are discussions happening right now about whether or not rebuilding is even worthwhile.
The flooding has killed at least 37 people in five counties. President Biden and the First Lady are expected to travel to Kentucky tomorrow. That is if the president tests negative for COVID-19. On Saturday, he did, but his doctor is waiting for a second negative test before lifting isolation measures. The president was diagnosed with COVID last month. He recovered and then came down with a rebound infection. Tourists in southern China will need more than two negative COVID tests if they want to head back home. An outbreak of the virus has them stuck at the beach.
A rapidly spreading outbreak of COVID-19 has stranded tens of thousands of summer vacation goers at the Chinese beach resort of Sanya. Approximately 80,000 tourists are now in lockdown as authorities try to keep the virus from spreading. Both rail and air travel to and from the tropical island of Hainan, where Sanya is located, have been canceled. China maintains a strict zero COVID policy, unlike the rest of the world. In order for tourists to leave the area, they must prove five negative PCR tests over 7 days. The only bright side to all this is that hotels there will be offering guests a 50% discount during this lockdown period.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.